Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, the Lord God, King of all creation, made all that is. He created all things. Now keep in mind that it is not as some people think, that God somehow got the world's biggest IKEA kit, put it together, wound it up, and then moved on to something else. If God's creative will ever stopped, everything would simply cease to exist. There would be nothing would remain. So our Lord is constantly the Lord of creation. He is the Lord of all history. As we end the church's year, today is the last Sunday of the church's year. The last day will be next Saturday, and then on Sunday, it's Advent time. So there we go. As we end the church's year, we end with a commemoration of the kingship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. This is the constant truth of reality, that Jesus Christ is King. And it is the key to understanding everything, that Jesus Christ is King. But what does this mean? Many of us have a very weak understanding of kingship because we don't run into kings that often. In our own country, we fought a war a couple hundred years ago, so that we don't have a king. The only king we've ever had was Norton the Emperor. And if you've never heard about the Emperor Norton, Emperor of the United States and Protector of Mexico, look it up online. Of course, he lived in San Francisco. Where else would an Emperor Norton live? And in those countries where they still have kings, they're really not rulers anymore. Most of them are just figureheads, where the prime minister or the premier is the real ruler and governor of the country. And yet, in spite of this, Christ is still King. You know, here in our country, we elect our leaders, but Christ is King. You know, when I was in the seminary, I remember running across a book called The Federal Republic of God. The author was trying to say that, you know, we can't understand the kingship of Christ, so he's more like a president. Wrong. You don't elect Christ. There is no term limits on God. The kingship of God is not divided into three co-equal parts of government. And we can't impeach God either. Christ is King. I've even heard recently of a bishop who said he didn't really like the idea of Christ the King. It's not modern enough. Well, whoop-de-freaking-do. Whether you like it or not, it's still true. Christ is King. Make no mistake about it. He is Lord. And we must conform our will to His. He couldn't be our Savior or our brother unless he were our King. And he orders all things, all of creation, including human society and human reality. Those who pretend that Christ is not King of their lives only bring misery upon themselves. They think they are being free and independent, but they're selling themselves into slavery to sin and the devil. We must bow to Christ and do His will. That's a scary concept to a lot of people because they don't understand what the kingship of Christ is really all about. How does Christ exercise His kingship? How did God create the entire world? Through an act of love. If God ever stopped loving us, we would cease to exist. God continues to keep us in existence through His love for us. And God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son. And the Son emptied Himself of glory and became like us in all things but sin, He suffered for us, he died for us, and he rises from the dead for us. When Christ came into his kingdom, he did so on the throne of the cross. James and John were not at his left and his right, but two thieves. His crown was the crown of thorns, and his royal chalice was the sponge soaked with sour wine stuck upon a reed. This is the kingship of Christ, and it is his glory. And when he returns, it will be in glory as the great king and the judge of all things. But his glory and his judgment will not bring destruction, but rather will bring healing and joy. He is the great judge who makes all things new. On this, the last Sunday of the year, we are reminded that Christ is king and that every human being is subject to him. As an individual, as a member of a family, as a member of a community, as a member of a nation. And we need to recall that all authority must be in accord with the gospel in order for it to be just and true. And we don't simply remember and commemorate the kingship of Christ. We beg and we pray that he will return soon. That he will come and rule over all with his healing presence that brings salvation to all. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.